Well, let's see now. I've known a lot of people on the faculty when I was a student. C.E. Peterson, he came 1921. Dr. Hardy brought him in as a coach. Dean of Men later. They named Peterson's gym after him, in honor of him. And he lived next to me. I moved from the Sawyer house that I told you I got so cheap, put a couple of $1,000s more and bought a three-bedroom house when we got our first child, 37, right next door to Peterson. Peterson had a two-story house next door to us over there. I lived next door to him until I moved, till my first wife passed away. 50 and 51, I remarried and moved up to Kinston, where I live now. Been there 40 years, 42 years.
It's nice area.
But C. Peterson, Jack Adams, of course, as I've told you, I never got too closely socializing with the Adams. They were in another division.
What about Dudley Robinson?
Dudley, in the earliest days, Dudley and I were practically like brothers, particularly when we went to USC together. He was in chemistry. Dudley was very close friends, and his first wife and my first wife were quite close. We lived close together, but we saw each other. He went parallel with me. He wasn't my mentor. He was about 3 years older than I was, but he went on to Louisiana State to get his degree, and he went to Iowa State to get his master's degree, and then he went with me day for day, practically, semester for semester and summer for summer. He finally got his degree the year after I did. But we spent the year at USC along with Jack Adams. But there was Leslie Brown. He and his wife were both in there. She had a PhD from the Sorbonne. But Elizabeth Brown, I called her Madam Brown. The Browns were here in the 20s, and they formed really the language department, and they brought in a number of people. Who's the fella who married the alt girl? Oh, I don't know. He's died. But anyhow, they brought them in. Cliff Baker and language went to USC, and I got acquainted with him fairly well. But Dudley Robinson and I went hand in hand. Dudley practically he and I talked an awful lot about the growth patterns of the departments. He was chairman. Heppner made him chairman in due time, proper time, much earlier than I was made chairman. Well, Oscar Baird was chairman until he practically retired. But Dudley was chairman. But Dudley was a very kind, very, very nice fellow. But he needed a little push once in a while for a little vision. I was kind of bold. I had people who, John Watson, who became vice president here, I had a hand in bringing him here. He